With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington on a game show Wednesday. As always, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville, Eric Bickle, and Jason Bishop. I actually shot a little video for Crop Metcalf last night, and I didn't realize when I sent it out, it's just for their website, apparently, and I think EB has to shoot one, or maybe he did one already.
In the can.
Yeah, and so I didn't realize it, and I don't care. I did it with my slippers on.
Right.
What are you going to do?
Nobody cares.
I had slippers on.
Why? Were you walking around?
No. I was just standing there. I had my wife just hold the phone, and I talked about Crop Metcalf for 50 seconds, and then I sent it off to Sam. And then he was like, nice slippers. I looked and was like, yeah.
You know what?
I
it's fine. So. You're old. You should be puttering around your house in slippers. It's okay. It's not a problem.
That's what I'm wearing right now. I'm wearing slippers right now. I didn't feel like putting on socks. I got, you know, these, I don't know. My mom gave them to me for Christmas. These nubs, like
slippers
moccasin
slippers.
Slippers
are silly. I wear those all the time.
Yeah.
I just did mine from my desk. I just did it from right here.
Standing up in our, you know, like family room / dining room.
I made my own teleprompter. I printed out the points. I cut a hole in it around the camera.
I like that.
And I just put it right there, and I just stared right at it.
Do you feel like you're on SNL, EB?
Exactly.
Reading cue cards?
Exactly. I don't know. I mean, I do
still took me the 15 takes.
I do the Crop Metcalf read four times per show. So
yeah.
1-800-GO-CROP, cropmetcalf.com. And the rest was just talking about how they came over to my house and hooked up my AC unit.
Right. Well, you personalized it. I just read exactly what they sent me. Hey, they're the best. Crop Metcalf, they're my folks.
Speaking of sponsors and shout-outs, I want to thank the good people at Van Meter Homes. They are coming out to...
Get you a new home?
Not going to be a new home, but they're coming out to the house tomorrow, and they are going to power wash. Well, it depends. If it's really stormy, we're going to have to reschedule. But they're supposed to power wash the screened-in porch and the patio.
Oh.
And they're also going to finish painting my daughter's room.
Beautiful.
Because my wife and my daughter were botcherific yesterday when they tried to paint the room.
Oh, really? So you have them covered up?
It looks terrible.
Did you go in as the foreman and just say, this is unacceptable?
How did they botch it?
A six-year-old could go, this is awful.
Hold on.
I don't know. Your wife
was involved and she botched it?
Yeah, she's usually pretty good about painting, but my daughter wanted a white room. I don't know why she wants white.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to take multiple coats. Anyway, so they're going to come and fix that, and then they're also going to power wash. Yeah, it looks terrible.
Well, like the edges look poopy or just not white?
Everything. It just looks bad.
Why didn't you do that? I thought you have experience painting like Uncle Jack's house.
Yeah, you don't need a ladder either.
He was a bad painter. He got fired.
It was Uncle Joe's house.
Uncle Joe.
Yeah, it was our first agent, remember?
Yes.
Oh, is that whose house you painted? Yeah.
Put a good word in for me.
Are you a good painter?
What do you need?
Well, I own a Van Meter home.
Yeah, he's not a good painter.
I got someone come over to my house today to give me a quote, and I know I'm going to get ripped off.
For?
To paint the interior of my house, like some company.
Oh, no. Cancel that. Cancel that appointment.
I paid a local guy back in the day. I think I was getting a deal. I think I was paying him $500 a room.
I think Slow Joe. Didn't you get Slow Joe to paint for you at one point?
He probably Jason did.
Yeah, he painted for me.
Did Slow Joe paint Rolling Stones logo all over your house? The big lips?
He loves Stones.
I forgot to call Colonial Cakes. God damn it.
You're not going to call them.
I got to call them.
You're going to life leak your money every month to them until we go back to D.C.
Forgot to call Colonial again. Damn it. Gonna do it today. 100%.
No, Drabby, just cancel that because we're gonna hook you a little bit.
I'm gonna cancel right now.
Yeah, cancel that.
What about? I need that power washing crew that you said was gonna hook me.
This is the hookup segment.
Oh, you want the Van Meter home?
It's called the hookup.
Well, is that the Van Meter guy? Is he gonna do an old house? Like, I don't have a Van Meter.
He's a sponsor.
Like Noah.
You have more like it's Van Helsing than Van Meter built your house. Old ass house.
Right. Van Yard. He's not metric.
Yeah. It doesn't matter who built the house.
All right.
They just got their own crew.
I shouldn't be showing it. Whoever built my house, they put it together with just like paper mache and Elmer's glue. Oh, yeah.
What's the latest debacle you're dealing with?
No real debacle. I mean, it goes back to when my handy neighbor, Kevin, put the TV on my wall in the basement. He said, this is dicey.
Workmanship down there?
Yes.
Cakes, maybe Van Meter can go over your house and fix that urinal color you got going on.
Maybe they could. Hey, if they want to give me a great deal and repaint this room, more power to them.
Oh, they will.
By the way,
looks like they painted your nose red.
Valdez hates everything about Cakes' box today, from the color of his nose.
I don't know.
I'm just picking on Cakes.
Did I do something to upset Valdez?
No, I thought we were boys. Cakes is just an easy target.
He is an easy target.
And he's an easy laugh.
Yeah. Cakes, by the way, tweeted a happy anniversary, picture of he and his wife, 25 years. Mm-hmm. Golden, that means buns. 25 years, there's some buns. There's some skins hitting. Occurring.
Probably. Maybe.
Yeah. You want to live tweet the buns?
No.
You want to do the
I'll do a Zoom party for that.
Unless there's a lucrative sponsor involved. Then we could start talking.
Right. But he tweeted a picture of them in the limo or whatever.
That's right.
And if you look at it, he has a normal colored nose. So something has happened in the 25 years.
Cakes, how are you going to do the skins hitting with all the kids around? Right? In the same house? You got to keep it quiet.
They're all here. It'll be mellow.
Yeah.
They're three kids. Yeah, I mean,
what's the routine? Wait till everyone falls asleep? Or is it going to be daytime buns?
You can't wait until everybody falls asleep. I mean, some of my kids are playing video games until 3 in the morning.
So you just lock the door.
My youngest son, last week, I got up for the show, started walking down the stairs. He's playing video games. He hadn't gone to sleep.
Yeah.
That's incredible. I
mean, what a madman.
I miss my son by about 20 minutes, typically.
It's crazy.
Did we ever do that? Did we stay up till 5 and 6
all
in the morning?
All-nighters?
I think in college, I'd stay up till like 2 or 3.
I don't remember doing 5s and 6s.
Playing Mike Tyson Punch-Out.
Playing Sega.
I mean, I would stay up till 3 in the morning at Towson after a late-night run to Royal Farms, but I wouldn't stay up all night.
Dude, oh, I couldn't do that.
Dude, yesterday,
I don't know how these kids do it.
I tweeted about it. My daughter was like, my youngest was just like, I don't know what was going on. She wasn't FaceTiming any of her friends. She was bored out of her gourd, and she was just begging for something to do. And so she dug around one of the old cabinets and pulled out a Wii. And so she's like, can we plug this in?
Not the magazine.
That was your magazine. That was spelled differently.
See, you're hitting a soft spot right here, EB, in the day.
How did they spell that one,
Kate? O-U-I.
No, this one's spelled different.
I don't think they're publishing any longer. Yeah. I think they're out of the business.
There are a lot of middle-aged guys that are slapping their knee right now. Girls have no idea what you're talking about. There are a lot of middle-aged guys.
The 10 girls listening have no clue.
So she pulled out this Wii thing. And, this old cabinet we had a TV on, and I'm just pulling out cables, and I'm trying to figure out if we have even... I'm like, I don't even know if we have the pieces for it. And then we pull it out, and it turns out none of our new televisions would accommodate it because it has, like, old, not even component cables, but, like, you know when you have, like, a yellow for video, a red and white for audio?
Sure.
So
that's
no HDMI, no S video, no component cables. I think they were called composite, whatever it is. The most basic cables you could possibly have. So like one TV in the entire house that would accommodate it.
And the horsey TV.
No, in the workout room. And it was actually, it's a flat screen, but it was something from 10 years ago. So we plug it in, and we play Wii Bowling, and it holds up. It's unbelievable. It's so much fun, Kate.
You have a silly curve. Yeah. You have a curve.
Well, my daughter reminded me how to do the curve, and I ended up losing to her by the end of it.
Did you nub your thumb? Did thumb from bowling like Blakesy did?
My thumb has gotten better.
Mine is healed. I'm going to say it's 99.6% healed.
Yeah.
Did they ever say
it was carpal tunnel? My father-in-law.
I never went and got it looked at.
I thought you went to the doc.
Actually, I went to my general doctor, and then he gave me like a specialist, and I never went to the specialist.
You're right, shocker.
I just let it heal on its own.
Just like when they gave you cholesterol medicine, you stopped taking it.
Oh, I've started retaking it.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I've re-upped.
Why? Did you check the levels? Was it way up again?
I went to the doctor, and I gave a blood test, and they left a message in my voicemail that...
Call us as soon as possible.
No. The message was, your cholesterol is very high. Wow. And I said, get me my prescription back up and running.
What's the number?
With the quickness. No number. They said very high. It's all I need to hear.
It's off the charts.
I'm back on the meds. I'm back, baby.
Oh, that cracks
me up. I'm listening to my doctor on that front, not on the thumb front.
Yeah,
cholesterol more important than my stupid digit.
By the way, was our ratings party / bowling get together a one and doneer?
Well, I think
what
so.
What do you think?
Yeah. I think with the pandemic, there'll never be another ratings party ever again. I think it is over.
That's one for the history books.
Yeah. Was it a one and doneer? Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
I still hate that email we got like 2 weeks ago. I hate it with a passion.
Oh, yeah.
From our agent.
One we said that we finished number one?
Yeah, that one.
But don't worry about it.
Yeah, but there's nothing financial tied to it.
I don't even know why he sent that.
It's very pointless.
That was pointless, that email. He tilts me. That agent tilts me for that reason. Well, many reasons, but for that one specifically.
All right, boys, it is Game Show Wednesday. When we come back, we'll play some Junkies Password. If you want to play, 800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Jay Busby from Yahoo Sports will join us. We will go around the sports world, but also talk about his experience. He lives in Georgia, one of the states which is reopened, and he went to the Waffle House, and he talks about how surreal it was to go to the Waffle House, which is a big part of the culture there. I think he also mentions that they employ, I might botch the numbers right now, but they employ like 40,000 employees in the state of Georgia.
Sounds right.
And they're down everywhere. They're down to like 4,000 or something like that. It's an absurd amount of employees that they obviously aren't going with. And he was the only person in the Waffle House. So we'll talk to him about that coming up at 8 o'clock. Super agent David Falk at 8:40. He was Michael Jordan's agent. I think he's the guy who came up with Air Jordan.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
He gets credit for that.
He's still his agent, right? Isn't he still his agent?
I think so. He was as of recently, within the last couple of years.
I know he represents a bunch of Georgetown guys, like the Georgetown guys that are,
Otto Porter, Greg Monroe.
He always
I think.
Has. He runs a smaller boutique-y sort of agency at this point, this stage in his career. Yeah, but he is a fantastic storyteller.
Yes. He sold his company, Fame, for over $100 million. That's pretty nice. Yeah.
And I know he made a boatload off of those movies with Space Jam and everything else.
Jason sold a helmet for $150. David Falk sold his company for $100 million.
You're right.
And is still making big money.
Right.
So and he's got some fat pad down in South Carolina. Was it Kiawah?
Oh, Kiawah Island, yeah. It's beautiful. Big surprise.
Right.
It's slightly nicer than the cottage that I will rent for a week. It's slightly nicer. All right, we're going to play Junkie's Password here. Let's punch up our contestants, see who they want to pair up with. And if they win, they will get a Paisano's gift card valued at $25. Paisano's, not just pizza, something for everyone.
All right.
Including Flakes, who had Paisano's for dinner last night. Thank you to Paisano's.
Wow, nice. They came through for you. You talked about it, and they came through for you.
Yes,
Case.
Thank you to Paisano's, and thanks to Sam Weiner, sales superstar.
Right. All right, let's go to John in Haymarket. Hey, John, what's up, buddy?
Good morning. I'll take Bish.
You got Bish? All right. And then let's go to Bo in Fredericksburg. Hey, Bo.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
What's
doing
up?
Great. How are you, Bo?
Doing good.
Good. Good.
Bo, have you been working through the pandemic?
Yes, I have.
What do you do?
Work for the county.
Work for the county?
Central.
Yeah.
That's very, very vague.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do for the county? Are you like a cop?
No, rather not say.
Rather not say. What does that mean?
A nebulous county worker.
He's like a top secret guy? Are you like a spy or something? Like, what is it? I mean, what's so important?
Fredericksburg? Spy for the county?
Yeah, I so get it. Like, what could it possibly be?
Well, yeah, why can't you tell us?
Nah, I'd rather not.
Spy report.
All right.
Spy who loves me.
Yeah. All right, who do you want to work with, Bo?
Bo the spy.
Cakes.
You want to work with Johnny Cakes?
So I got John, correct?
You have John and Cakes and Bo.
All right.
I gave you a password. Jason, you can lead off.
World's longest password.
Might be a two-cluer.
It's such a two-cluer.
So Jason leads off? All right.
Yeah.
All right.
John, you there?
Yes.
All right. First clue is...
You're stalling. You're Gene Stallings.
He's so stalling, Cakes.
Does anybody get the Gene Stallings reference?
Regis Philbin.
I do. Who'd you say?
Regis Philbin.
Philbin. Oh, yeah.
That's Kathy Lee.
He said Kathy Lee. Not a horrible guess.
Not a bad guess.
This is a two-cluer. It just is.
All right.
Cakes. All right, Bo, listen to me. Bo, are you locked in with your boy Cakes here?
Yes, I am.
All right. The first clue was Regis Philbin. The second clue is game.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Bo, good job, sir.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Job.
You win a $25 Paisano's gift card courtesy of Paisano's. They want to take some of the work out of work from home with their work from home BOGO Sunday through Thursday. Buy any large pizza at regular price, and you get a large pizza of equal or lesser value. Order online and use the promo code WFHBOGO. Get more details at thefandc.com.
BOGO. Yep.
Definitely a two-cluer.
Yeah. All right, Jason, you said you were going to write the next password. I haven't seen you write anything down.
I haven't. I'm sorry. I'm sleeping on that. I can't come up with a good one.
Would our friend Bruce, the former hugger, know what BOGO stands for? I don't think I knew it until about a year ago.
What?
Are you serious? Yeah. You didn't know what BOGO stood for?
I have no idea what BOGO is. No idea. What is it?
What? You're kidding,
right?
He doesn't know what it is.
I don't know. Why would I be kidding? What is it?
Buy one, get one.
Okay. I'd never think about that. BOGO. Why can't you just say it?
As popular as you think.
What
sort of world am I living in?
I didn't know what it was either.
Oh, he didn't know either.
BOGO? And I've been doing spots for him for 2 months.
producers, weigh in. Am I the alien here? Then
no,
I know what BOGO
is. A very common phrase.
That's fine.
I've never used it.
I'm good with FWIW and FTR and
HTTR. You know what that stands
yeah.
for.
But BOGO, I'm not. That wasn't.
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
It wasn't top of mind for me.
Hey, at least I knew it. I just said I've learned it in the last year.
You guys right. didn't know what keep your powder dry meant and BOGO.
You don't know what the Rigo drill is.
Thank Please. You.
It always comes back to that.
I knew what it was. I just didn't know it was called the Rigo drill.
You don't know what the outer loop is.
Yeah, everybody's got their blind spots.
He doesn't know.
Blind spots.
Yeah. You're the only person in D.C. doesn't
you
know
what? I don't need to know what the inner or outer loop are. I just need to know where I'm going. And I know that. We're not going during the pandemic. Not so going funny. Anywhere.
What do you think? We should do that. We should have people. We should quiz people. What do you think the percentage of D.C. residents that knows the inner loop from the outer loop? I'm going to suggest 98.
No way.
Yes, they do.
Cakes really
Anybody
thinks
with a
people
brain
don't
knows.
Know. Yeah, he really thinks people don't know.
That's much more common than BOGO.
Yeah, all right, no I just way. Wrote down. I wrote down another Hi. Password.
All right.
So let's punch up our next two contestants. We have one more Paisano's gift card to give away.
All right. Why'd you come up with that one?
Let's go.
Because I just punched up an article about how, I you know what?
Don't
do talking board. I punched up an article.
Oh, yeah. Don't say anymore.
All right.
And
let's go
in
to
the
Steve
title of the article.
In Bristow. Steve, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Junks.
Hello, Steve. Are you a noted prize pig on 106.7 The Fan?
It's been a while.
That means yes.
That's a yes for sure. All right, and let's go. So who does Steve say he wanted to work with?
He didn't yet.
Yeah.
I will take the fire.
All right, and let's go. So who does Steve say he wanted to work with?
He didn't yet.
Yeah.
I will take the Fire King.
The Fire King. All right. That's me, Cakes.
Yeah, that is you. Oh, Steve, you didn't want to pick the guy who won the last round? That's okay. That's on you.
Right.
That's on you, Steve.
All right, let's go to Jordan Silver Spring. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, Dunks, how's it going?
What's up,
hey,
Jordan?
Hey, buddy.
Uh-huh.
Who do you want to work with?
I'll go with Cakes.
You're going right. Now I'm talking smack. Now I better follow up.
All right, Cakes, you give the first clue because last time Jason gave the first clue.
Okay.
Your first clue is exercise.
Okay.
Do you have a guess at the password?
Bowflex.
All right.
Not a terrible guess.
All right.
All right, so he's in. First clue is exercise.
Are you ready? My guy is
Steve.
Steve.
Steven is his name.
The first is exercise. The second clue is swing.
Exercise.
This is going to be a fun one.
Come on, buddy.
Peloton.
Peloton?
No. Peloton, no. Cakes, there's an obvious clue here.
There's an obvious clue?
I think so.
Do you know who loves the Peloton? Ron Rivera.
Yeah. Oh, he loves the Peloton.
All right, Jordan, listen to me.
Yeah.
The clues so far are exercise and swing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your next clue is weight.
That wasn't it.
That's not the word.
It's not really helpful.
I think the fourth clue is definitely going to give it away.
Yeah. Is that the one?
All right, Jordan, do you have a guess?
Oh, yeah. Can I go with kettlebell swing?
Ooh. Yes!
Kettlebell.
Yes, kettlebell,
you
got it.
Look, boy, 2-0 so
Damn
far.
It. You got lucky.
Congrats, look, you win the
$25. What was the clue you were thinking of, Lurch?
Vodka.
Vodka.
Kettle vodka. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I was thinking drunk.
I was thinking Liberty.
How is that obvious? It's obvious.
Liberty Bell.
Yeah, nobody would have gotten it with Liberty. No.
Probably not. Hey, you won, Cakes.
I was going to say handle, but because, you know, kettlebell, like, you grab a handle and swing it.
I was going to say something, and I was just going to make it up, but I was going to say, like, Russians. I feel like Where did kettlebells come from?
I have no idea.
I mean, truthfully, CrossFit would probably be the best clue because it's a big element of CrossFit. And the reason why I got that, the password, Jason said that he was going to come up with a password, then he grills my password. At least right. I came up with one, was everybody's quarantined, everybody's staying at home, and kettlebell sales are up because people are working out from home, and it's something that doesn't take up much space. So
see,
you
I think
can
I'm
do
right, though. I think it has a Russian derivation, now that I'm looking at it.
I think you're right, yeah.
By the way, he won the $25 Paisanos gift card, courtesy of Paisanos. They want you to take some of the work out of working from home with their work-from-home BOGO, buy one, get one, Sunday through Thursday. Buy any large pizza at regular price. You get that large pizza of equal or lesser value. Order online. Use the promo code WFHBOGO.
Let me ask you something.
BOGO.
In the spot we do for Paisanos,
yes.
Where we talk about BOGO all the time.
All the time. Every
single
spot.
I've done 100 of them.
Uh-huh. Yes. Never what? Captured the context.
I always say the BOGO. Does it actually say underneath it, buy one, get one, or right
yes.
after that? That's hilarious.
Yes.
That's hilarious. I'm just on
WFH.
Total autopilot.
Do you know what the WFH stands for?
WFH?
Yes.
Work from home.
Yes. Okay, you got that part.
Someone's grilling me on the text machine. How's that squeaker lurch not know what BOGO is?
That's a very good point.
Great.
You
great
should
thing.
Definitely know that.
By the way, another guy goes, I don't know the inner and outer loop, but I know what BOGO is.
That's my guy.
No, we got to do a poll.
That's my guy.
But see, how do you test somebody? If they know if it's inner loop or outer loop.
Let's do that next.
How do we
don't ask
me.
Give them a direction.
Give them a direction.
We'll give them a direction.
Like if you're going from here to there.
Yeah, if you're going from here to here.
Yeah, like, all right, you're going from Kensington to Laurel.
All right, so can we do this?
Are you on the outer or the inner? Right.
I want to truly, this will bias it, but it'll make me laugh. Can we have dummies call? Like, if you think you're pretty stupid. Call.
Cowboy Todd, get in the mix.
I know if you're a smart guy, like, I don't know, Cakes is an outlier, I don't get it. But
and don't look it up, by the way.
Yeah,
don't look it up.
They won't be able to look it up.
I am with Cakes. It is pretty confusing.
Oh,
thank
no,
you.
Valdez.
Thank you. Team Valdez, you're my guy.
No.
Hey, are you just saying that because you've been goofing on me the whole show?
No.
Are you sure?
I've secretly struggled with it for a long time.
Cakes, if you're going from Tyson's to Burke on the Beltway.
I don't know.
He doesn't even know where Tyson's Burke is.
I can guess. I don't know.
I think it's down so easy.
It's so easy.
You don't hit
four-year-olds could get it.
You know what? More importantly, I don't care whether I'm on the inner or
that's his defense.
But
when you don't care about something, you shut down. And he shuts down.
That is true.
Cakes, if you're going from Alexandria to Tyson's.
I don't know, and I don't care. I really don't.
Why does it matter? Try to care. That's like what my son says when I ask him something. Try to care for the game.
I can't care about what I don't care about.
Now, JP, you have to say the shortest route because you can go from Alexandria to Tyson's on both loops.
So why don't you just say?
Now you're blowing my mind.
Yeah. Well, you can. It's a
loop. Right. I mean, he's right.
Right.
He's
of course,
in theory,
you can.
Jason is correct.
Right. Yes. So you
shortest route. Sorry.
You got to say shortest.
JP, right. Do you remember? I always tell my son this
about
stupidity. And, like we should have put us. You should have put us in stupid jail, and then you should have killed us.
Yeah.
We went to Florida. I think it was Florida one year, right?
Yep.
And we missed the 95 exit, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
And so instead of taking the next exit, because it was just a hassle to turn around, we did the whole Beltway. Literally, we did the whole. That's when we were like 19 years old. We said, we'll get the next one. And then, just, I don't know, it was confusing. And then we said, screw it. We'll just go around and hit it again. I think the entire Beltway, I think, is 77 miles.
Yeah, my one defense is. Yeah.
It's something crazy.
Yeah. My one defense is EB was driving. I got slaughtered, hammered the night before, and I was basically sleeping in the passenger seat. Like, I was basically, like, passed out drunk the night before.
Right, so you would have corrected him.
I think it was Stumper and I leading charge on that one.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that Stumper was involved.
I just remember, like, kind of being in the in his van, right, your parents' van,
right.
And then, like, an hour in, I was like, why are we still in the Beltway? Aren't we going to Florida?
Right.
No, you should have put us in stupid jail, and
that
then you
so
should have killed us.
So hold on. So we're going to take. Are we going to do it next segment? We're taking calls.
Yes.
Do you know? And don't look it up. Don't Google it. Do you know what inner loop versus outer loop is?
And really, only call if you're stupid. That's what I'm asking.
Well,
it's kind of self-selective, but I
can we have them play against cakes in each instance?
Yes, that's the game.
Who there gets it is.
And reward cakes because he needs incentive.
But we're out of prizes.
Yeah, we'll give him a new. Silly. We'll give him a new BOGO or something. We'll give him a new pizza.
Give me one of those helmets out of Jason's office.
Hey, do you think? Do you think Bruce knows the difference between the inner loop and outer loop?
No way. Are you kidding?
Way too complicated.
All right, Kicks is on Bruce's level.
But he knows, like, the Rolling Stones hits. Yeah. You know, and
all that. Oh, he knows all the words to all the songs. Yeah.
All right, if you want to participate in Do You Know the Beltway, 800-636-1067.
Oh, what am I taking it to break for, Valdez? Remind me.
You're watching it. The Reynolds team, Ricky.
Burt Reynolds taking us to break.
All right, hold on. I need a second. Everybody just relax here. I got 9 million reads this morning. Hold on.
Or like two. You probably have two reads.
Oh, no. You should see. You want me to send you the email I got? Don't be jealous over there.
He loves Tara.
I am jelly of all the reads. All the Jordans are going to
be. I'm going to step away. This will be a 10-minute commercial break.
It's not going to be. Hold on one second. This is totally normal. What am I doing, Paisanos?
Reynolds.
Oh, Reynolds. All right.
I told you in your ear twice and on the G-Chat.
And
you have a reminder in your email.
The Reynolds team.
All right. If you're worried that uncertainty could lead to loss of home equity, talk to the experts, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of Keller Williams Realty. They'll help you make decisions with honest, straightforward advice about interest rates, your home's value, the rental market, and buying or selling a home. Plus, the Reynolds team guarantees to sell your home at list price, or they'll pay you the difference. There's never been a better time to have an expert on your side. Call my friends, the Reynolds team, at 844-654-SOLD. That's 844-654-SOLD, and start packing.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Jay Busby from Yahoo Sports is going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock. But we got into this tangent about whether you know the difference between the outer loop and inner loop. We've been joning on cakes about this for two decades now.
Many years. Yeah,
COVID. This is a COVID tangent.
Like Jason's hat, it's an evergreen segment on the show.
It just is. And so we actually want to open it up to callers and see if they know the Beltway better than cakes.
They probably do.
Go to line one. Mark is in D.C. Mark, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Mark?
You're in D.C. Do you work downtown? Where do you work?
Yeah, right now I'm working downtown in D.C. We had a drive out here. I don't know how we got here, but we got here.
All right.
Sounds like the perfect guy.
All right, yeah. Mark, I'm going to take you on a trip, the shortest route. Right. Let's clarify, the shortest route.
By the way, before you do that, JP, where is EB? Is he dumping again?
It looks like he got some cereal.
Okay, there you go.
Your shortest route from Silver Spring to Greenbelt. Silver Spring, Maryland to Greenbelt, Maryland. You're on the Beltway.
Right. What loop are you on?
Cakes, will you venture a guess?
I think that's inner loop, but I'm not sure.
All right.
Mark. I got a 50-50 shot here, so I'm going to go with the outer loop.
Oh, my God.
No, Cakes is right.
What's going on?
Cakes is right. That would be the inner loop.
Hold on. Did you ask him what he does for a living?
I didn't ask what he does. I just asked him where he actually works.
Let's just dive into how stupid he really is. What do you do for a living, my friend?
I'm a surveyor.
Surveyor?
I'm a land surveyor. Yeah.
So for, like, for homes or for what? For, like, commercial?
A little bit of everything.
The Family Feud, EB. He's the guy that does the Family Feud survey.
Oh, that survey? Yeah, good thing.
No, not that kind of surveyor. Right, not right. That kind of surveyor.
What's the highest level of education you've achieved?
PhD.
What? Damn. You're lying. He's lying.
Why does yours say inner chicken dinner? I don't see W's.
Inner.
Yeah.
Inner. Do you get jokes? Are you okay? Inner chicken dinner.
Okay, right. Gotcha.
Do you have an outer zing that you've written?
No. It only works for the inner loop.
All right.
That's all.
All right, let's go to Rick in Waldorf online, too.
Oh, it says Rick is gone.
Oh.
We only had one guy that wanted to play the game?
That's because everyone knows it. He's the only other guy who doesn't know it.
The silly Beltway Blitz.
Hold on, let's test Valdez.
He doesn't know. I tested him all break. He knew nothing.
Valdez knows nothing?
It's embarrassing.
Let me just point this out. Let me just say this. It's harder to ask someone inner versus outer if you're giving them two different cities versus why do they call it inner and outer? Do you know why they call it the inner versus the outer?
One lane is closer to the city.
Correct. So it's harder to say, all right, if you're at Silver Spring and you're going to Greenbelt, well, are you on inner? You should know that.
Drab said the outer loop goes counterclockwise. So I've been trying to figure out.
Well that's true. His brain is working.
Well, that's true, too. But it's so simple just to think about the city, the Washington Monument.
Yeah, that's all. That's your basis.
Right. What's closer, the inner loop or the outer loop? It's obviously the inner loop.
Right, I get that, but I don't know what road I'm on if I'm driving from Greenbelt to Silver Spring.
But
Jason, I've lived in the area for over 10 years.
but you know the gist of it. You know why they call it inner.
Yeah, I know why, but I don't.
But he doesn't know what you don't know.
Okay, but Cakes doesn't. Cakes doesn't know that.
Well, you don't think he knows why?
Cakes knows why.
I don't think so.
Hey, Valdez, you know what? It's not important. It's not. It's so but unimportant in the grand scheme of things.
Because I think we
knowing
asked him
inner
that
or outer loop.
Well, hold on.
Think,
he knows why.
I think we asked him that before. And he didn't know.
Cakes, be honest. And I know you're an honest guy.
It's close because it's closer to the city. I understand that
I just explained it.
No, I know, but he knew.
I knew the concept. But my brain struggles with, like, spatial relationships.
Oh, okay.
I struggle with it. I don't know what to tell you. it is what it is.
All right. Is that the only dummy, Drabby, that wanted to play?
No, there was a couple guys. Well, they wanted to play, but there's a couple guys on the vibe machine didn't know either.
JP, just do one for Valdez. It will humor me. Just do one.
All right, Valdez, you're going from Springfield, Virginia,
okay,
to Vienna, Virginia.
The quickest way.
Vienna.
The quickest way. Okay, yeah. That is the inner loop.
Correct.
Oh my. Is that
That's
right?
That's right.
Look at EB. EB's
EB doesn't know.
He knows it all.
What'd you say? Springfield to what?
To Vienna. Vienna.
That's right.
Well, he's correct.
I thought you'd be on the outer. I don't know where Springfield and Vienna is. See, I'm bad at the map. You're getting me on the map.
You're bad with geography.
Just yeah, I'm bad at geography.
Springfield's where there's the huge interchange.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Mixing bowl.
Vienna's going back towards Maryland.
Right. Yeah, inner loop.
Yeah,
correct.
Wolf trap. You go see a bunch of silly. You go Toad the Wet Sprocket out there.
Right. See, that was a geographic botch. I'm bad at that. Like, I don't know that you want to embarrass me. Just ask me where, like, some town is in relation to, like, is it north, south, west, or east of D.C. or something. I will not know that. I don't even know where Bowie is in relation, like, is it north, south, east, west, or whatever from D.C. No idea.
All right, so every day we're doing a World Series rewind at this time of the show, and today we're highlighting May 24, 2019, when the Nats actually won 12-10. That improved the record to 20-31. This is kind of when they started turning it around thereafter. This one, you have a Juan Soto three-run shot in the eighth inning that changed it. Here's our World Series rewind.
It's the World Series Rewind. Presented by Waldorf Honda, the first and largest remote car delivery dealership for sales and service in the DMV area. Waldorf Honda has kept it simple. Visit their website, waldorfhonda.com.
Now the pitch. Swing and a drive hit well to left center field. It's deep. This one way back. This one is going, going, and gone. Goodbye. Bang, zoom goes Juan Soto into the brewhouse red seats with his eighth home run of the year. His third hit of the game. RBIs 31, 32, and 33. And how about those 15 hits now in his last 30 official at-bats? And he's given the Nationals the lead. It's Washington 11 and Miami 9. Unbelievable.
Jason, such a fatty for the over. 22 runs scored. I mean, you're counting your money like early in that one.
I think I remember because they had just got swept in New York by the Mets.
Correct.
Okay. And then I think we talked about this. We said, all right, if they're going to turn this around, they've any prayer of getting to the playoffs and turning this thing around, they've got to sweep the Marlins. Now, they didn't sweep them. They took 3 out of 4. But that was the first game of that series, 12-10 fatty.
And that was right after Davey was ejected.
Right.
The night before, which, you know, everybody talks about 19 and 31, so that was win 20.
Yep, it was win 20, and that's when it turned around, man. And
arguably the biggest win of the year.
And JP's guy, Matt Adams, goes deep in that game, too, with a ding-donger.
Yep. God, I just want to be able to bet on baseball again. Damn it.
They're going to be. You're going to be able to.
June's going to be a huge month because you got the PGA Tour coming back, Valdez, and you got hopefully you got baseball coming back. Now, I'm still calling BS on that. I don't think it's going to come back in June. I'm going to say it's after July 4, but hopefully soon after that.
So the golf pool still up and running? We're still good to go once it resumes?
Once it resumes, we're good.
Excellent. Yep.
Now, they've adjusted the rules a little bit, but yes.
When is the Tiger, Phil, Peyton, Tom Brady golf event?
Valdez has all that memorized.
It's either the 14th or the 25th. They haven't committed to a date yet.
May?
Yes.
That's coming up. Isn't it strange how each day kind of creeps, but when you look back on it, it's like the days have piled up? It's bizarre sort of how that works. Like each day goes slow.
The days have piled up, but to me, our trip to spring training seems like 6 months ago.
Oh, it seems like forever ago.
And it's not that long.
It was forever ago that I was sitting down just knitting, trying to knit my stack up with Dave Richard at the Isle Casino. It seems like eons ago.
Right.
And it seems like, you know, my daughter's been back from college for months.
Yeah.
And it's only been, I don't know, 6 weeks.
That'll be the greatest day when our kids, our older kids in particular, get the green light to go back to school. Just because it's a sign of some kind of normalcy.
Right. Well, they're missing out on a huge part of their life right now.
Yeah, huge. No doubt.
I think it's less than a 50% chance that Kelsey will go back to NYU.
In the fall?
New York City?
In the fall?
Online.
Well, New York's different. I'm sending my daughter back to Blacksburg. She's going to be off campus, apartment. She can take her offline.
I could see my kid going back before school just to go hang with his boys.
She can do their online campus stuff or online classes there in her apartment. I want her to feel like she's living on her own. I mean, this is like her fifth year of high school right now.
Yeah, I'm with you. Plus, it's a pain in the ass to have him around.
Well, I like having him around.
I like having my kids around, man. I'm selfish.
No, I do too, of course. But, yeah, I mean, they're getting frustrated. They want to do their thing.
Yes.
So
we all do.
I totally get it. I'll tell you, we had Tillman on yesterday, and I know we got to go to break. He kind of insinuated, I mean, he doesn't know anything. He's not like, he's not a doctor or anything, but he kind of feels like for lacrosse, they're kind of gearing up mentally to think maybe they might not be fall ball and they'll kind of have to get it all going starting in like January. That's kind of what he's thinking.
But at least they'll be playing. He thinks that they'll be playing in the spring.
I think he thinks they'll be playing, but the fall is totally up in the air. Especially
if the professional leagues are coming back, I think the colleges have to come back.
Well, he thinks professionals are different because they're pros, and you can take different risks than you necessarily might not do with colleges. You know? So,
all right. When we come back, Jay Busby's going to join us from Yahoo Sports. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.